The home spa bathroom. How to design a space that actually feels like an escape. A bathroom renovation in Manhattan doesn't have to mean months of construction and a contractor invoice that derails everything else. Some of the most meaningful changes come from knowing which details actually affect the daily experience of a room. The goal is a space so inviting that your evening bath becomes the highlight of your day. 1. Lighting for spa ambiance. Most bathrooms have one overhead fixture that does all the work, and it shows. Bright flat light is fine for getting ready in the morning and genuinely unpleasant for winding down at night. A dimmer switch on an existing fixture is the easiest place to start. Dropping the light level in the evening changes the feel of the room without changing anything else. LED strips behind the mirror add soft, even light at face level. Wall sconces on either side of the mirror rather than above it eliminate the unflattering shadows that overhead vanity lighting tends to create. Candles add warmth that electric light doesn't replicate. Scented varieties with lavender or eucalyptus bring a layer that changes how the space feels beyond just how it looks. Battery-operated versions work well in buildings where open flames require consideration. 2. Water features and upgraded fixtures. A rainfall showerhead changes the daily experience of a bathroom more than almost any other single upgrade. The difference from a standard fixture is real and noticeable from the first use. Thermostatic shower valves maintain consistent water temperature regardless of pressure changes in the building's supply. Anyone who has lived in a Manhattan building where the water temperature fluctuates unpredictably will recognize immediately what that's worth. For co-op and condo residents, any plumbing work beyond swapping a fixture requires NYC DOB permits and board approval in most buildings. This covers thermostatic valve installation, steam shower systems, and drain reconfigurations. Getting those conversations started before buying materials saves real time and frustration. For apartments with a bathtub, a waterfall faucet, a handheld attachment, or a teak bath caddy, or smaller investments that shift how the fixture feels to use without touching the plumbing at all. 3. Natural materials, soothing colors, and accessories. Travertine, limestone, and honed marble bring a quality that ceramic tile approaches but doesn't match. The variation in real stone, the way it feels underfoot and underhand, is part of what makes a bathroom feel considered rather than standard. Teak and bamboo for bath mats, benches, and shelving add warmth in a room that's otherwise all hard surfaces. One practical point on stone: anything applied to walls in significant quantity adds real weight, and in Manhattan high-rise buildings that matters. River rock walls and heavy stone cladding need a structural assessment before materials are purchased. Standard tile is straightforward. Anything beyond that is worth a conversation with a structural engineer first. Color should stay quiet in a spa bathroom. Warm whites, soft stone tones, muted sage, earthy neutrals. These let the other elements of the room do their work. Saturated colors introduce energy that works against what the space is trying to do. Plants that genuinely tolerate humidity, snake plants, pothos, certain ferns, bring something organic into a room full of hard surfaces. Plush coordinated towels, a quality soap dispenser, a small tray on the vanity, and a diffuser with eucalyptus oil add sensory layers without any installation complexity. High-impact sensory upgrades. Touch. Plush towels and natural wood or stone textures underfoot and underhand. Sight. Layered lighting with dimmers and wall sconces. Soothing neutral palette. Sound. Rainfall showerhead or a Bluetooth speaker mounted in a cabinet. Scent. Scented candles or a eucalyptus diffuser for aromatherapy without installation. Do I need board approval to upgrade my shower fixtures in a Manhattan co-op? A straightforward showerhead swap generally doesn't require formal approval, though a quick check with building management is worth doing, particularly in buildings with shared water systems. Any work that involves opening walls, modifying supplier drain lines, adding thermostatic valves, or installing a steam system requires NYC DOB permits and board approval. Starting that process before purchasing anything is the right sequence. What's the most impactful change I can make without a full renovation? Lighting. A dimmer switch, LED strips behind the mirror, and warm tone bulbs at face level cost a fraction of any structural work and change the experience of the room immediately. After that, coordinated towels, a quality soap dispenser, and one plant that will actually thrive in the space signal a finished room rather than a functional one. Electric radiant floor heating is feasible in many apartments but requires board approval in co-ops and condos because it affects the floor structure shared with the unit below and connects to the building's electrical system. The approval process varies by building. The conversation is worth having before committing to the design, since heated floors are difficult and expensive to add after tiles are already laid. How do I handle ventilation in a spa bathroom renovation? Assess what you currently have first. Most Manhattan apartment bathrooms fall under the NYC building code requirement for mechanical ventilation. If you're adding a steam shower or increasing the moisture load of the space, the ventilation system needs to be part of the project scope. A properly sized exhaust fan is the baseline. Steam showers typically require a higher capacity system. In co-ops and condos, ventilation modifications connecting to building systems may need board approval and a review by the building's mechanical engineer. What natural materials work best, and are there limitations in Manhattan buildings? Travertine, limestone, honed marble, teak, and bamboo are all appropriate for Manhattan apartments. Standard stone tile for floors and walls is straightforward. Stone used for decorative wall treatments in larger quantities adds weight that can be a structural consideration in high-rise buildings. River rock walls and heavy cladding beyond standard tile thickness should be assessed by a structural engineer before installation. Teak and bamboo add warmth without any structural implications. Can I install a steam shower in a Manhattan co-op? Yes, but several things need to happen before work begins. Steam shower installation requires NYC DOB permits, board approval, and typically architectural drawings showing how the system will be waterproofed, ventilated, and contained. A well-designed steam shower with proper waterproofing, drainage, and ventilation can absolutely be installed in a Manhattan apartment. Getting the documentation and approvals in order from the start is what makes the difference.